Hello?
Hi, it's Puntia. I brought Zombie for you.
Good, thanks.
1 second.
Hello?
Hey, Rob, how you doing?
Good, how you doing?
Not bad, man. Where are you calling from?
I'm in California.
Oh, you're doing a bunch of press today?
Oh, yeah, tons.
Cool. Hey, so I saw Halloween the other day, and I got to tell you, it's probably the most, one of the most relentlessly brutal flicks I think I've ever seen. Was it one of your main goals to ramp up the nastiness after Halloween?
It was one of the goals. I mean, I wanted to make the movie, considering the subject matter that it is, I wanted to make it, you know, a pretty brutal film.
Yeah.
Where, you know, I didn't want it to be funny, I didn't want it to be campy, I wanted it to just be pretty relentless.
Yeah, totally. Well, you got that part. I thought the only funny part that I caught was when Malcolm McDowell greets Weird Al.
Yeah.
As Mr. Weird.
Yeah,
that was hilarious.
Brief moment of humor.
Yeah. So you're right, but other than that, it's pretty grim. Are you hoping people will come out of the theaters feeling pretty disturbed by this?
Yep. I mean, it's a disturbing movie, you know, as I think any good horror movie should be. It should be very disturbing, so I hopefully people walk out in a state of shock.
Yeah, a friend of mine was telling me, I was explaining how brutal it was, and he was saying, well, it's an Eli Roth world, was how he described it. Are you a fan of the torture porn films?
It's not really my type of thing so much. I mean, what I'm doing is different, I think.
Yeah.
I mean, but, you know, it's just a violent world, period, I guess, right?
Yeah. For the most part, the butcher knife is the weapon of choice in Halloween, too, and I guess all the Halloweens, even before you were doing some. Do you believe people have a more intense fear of being stabbed to death than maybe shot? I know I do.
I don't know. I never thought about it before. I think actually it's more likely that someone would get shot than stabbed in the world today.
Yeah.
But, you know, I think if Michael Myers had a gun, it would be a little bit funny, actually.
I always like the way that you juxtapose sometimes easy listening music when something particularly nasty is happening or about to happen. Like in Devil's Reject, I really like the scene where... I fooled around and fell in love that you played?
Yeah, Well,
two people were getting driven to where they were going to be killed.
Yeah.
And this one you've got, is it 10cc?
10cc is playing in the van, yeah.
Is that something that you picked up from other directors? Is that just kind of something that...
That's just something I picked up from life, you know. I mean, I always noticed that... whenever there's some real-life event that's sort of horrible, I mean, this came from my own life. I was in a car accident one time, and the song that was playing on the radio wasn't 10cc, but it was something like that, and just how, like, a horrific thing can happen, but the actual real-life soundtrack is so different than what is happening.
Yeah. Speaking of the twisted ambulance attendant, particularly the one guy who talks about screwing corpses and such, your films, they always are... Some of them seem to include, like, the most revolting white trash scuzz bucket type you could imagine. Another example in the new film, I guess, is a strip bar worker there who gets his head crushed by Michael's boot. Do people like that hold a fascination for you in real life, or do you know people like that?
Oh, I know tons of people like that. I mean, that's like most of America, isn't it? I don't know. That just seems like real life to me.
Do you think people are rooting for Michael when you set such low lives in his sights?
I don't know. I think that people are going to be conflicted because the girls in the movie are all very nice.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they just seem like regular girls to me, and I think that, I don't know, I think sometimes, I don't think people are rooting for Michael because what he's doing is, there's no reason, there's nothing anyone in the movie did that they deserve what happened to them, so I don't see why anyone would be rooting for him, but I think sometimes people should be conflicted about how they feel about things.
Yeah. I was wondering, I realized three main characters from... House of Thousand Corpses and Devil's Rejects, they went down in a hail of gunfire at the end of the film, but any chance of bringing them back maybe in a prequel? Or
no, I think prequels don't really work, so I probably would never do that.
I understand you've got an animated feature coming out. Can you tell me a little bit about that?
Yeah, September 22nd, I have an animated movie coming out called The Haunted World of El Super Bisto, which is a, you know, R-rated adult superhero monster sex comedy.
Any plans to do another Rob Zombie album soon? Or?
I have a record that's already finished. That comes out November 10th, and then I will be back on the road touring around that time.
Oh, cool. You can have another huge show like you did the last time when you came with Ozzy, I think.
Yep, another giant show.
Nice. So do you find you're able to balance your loves of film and rock?
Oh, totally.
Must feel pretty fortunate to be able to do that.
Oh, it's great.
Yeah.
It's awesome.
Just in closing, I was wondering, what was the last really good horror flick you saw, either at home or in the theaters?
I saw this movie called Let the Right One In. I really liked that. I thought that was really good.
I've heard good things about that.
Yeah, it was a great movie. Yeah, it was really good.
Man. Awesome. Well, we'll keep putting out those awesome, scary, brutal, relentlessly brutal horror flicks and great raunchy albums, if you don't mind.
Okay.
And thanks for your time.
Thanks a lot, man.
See you, Rob. Bye.
Okay, bye.